104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. Good morning, everybody. See, I love a morning show. That was Silk would freak me.
Woo.
Now, Jen.
What's up, Ed?
You know, we're usually very, very vibrant and bubbly, and we have a really good time.
Yes.
But when I can't sit here as a black man living in Chicago and not say anything about the clash between the Chicago Police Department and the citizens of Chicago over the shooting death of 37-year-old Haritha Augusta. Now, they just released the video of the confrontation from the body cam of the police, right? So in the confrontation, you could see that the police putting him up on the hood of the car, and you can see him run away, and then his shirt goes up, and you see the gun in his shirt. But there's other people that say when he was reaching his pocket to bring out his concealed weapon permit.
Mm-hmm.
As a man that has to teach my son Zaire how to act when he gets pulled over by the police,
yeah,
it bothers me over and over and over, because this, then there was a protest, and then there was another clash between the police and the citizens on the south side of Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm.
My brother is a 25-year veteran of the New York City Police Department. He retired a long time ago. So I get this from both perspectives. I get this from a guy who has been harassed by the police numerous times, and then I get it from the perspective of my brother, and who was a cop, and I understand the cops, and we did the thing for the young ladies, for the Noble Department, the Daddy Daughters Dance here, and I know a lot of these Chicago police officers, and I know that they have a good heart. But I understand where it comes from the people, and I understand where it comes from the police at the same time. We have to find a common ground between the police department and the people of Chicago and the people of any city in this country. It happens too many times. It scares me. It scares a lot of people that have children out there. A lot of people, if you don't live it, if it doesn't happen to you, you don't understand it. And we don't expect you to understand it, but we expect you to be sympathetic to it.
Absolutely. At least sympathetic to it. And
right.
I'm pretty thankful for video surveillance now, because you used to have to take people's word.
Right.
And this allows us to see what's really going on and to have a conversation about it and to face what really happened. And then what are we going to do about it?
Right. And how do we move on? And how do we move in a positive direction? How do we better train our police to handle people? How people should act when they're approached by the police?
You're right.
You know what I mean? It happens on both sides.
Let's not keep making examples out of people's lives. Let's just get to a good place already.
As a black man living here in Chicago, I couldn't rightly sit here on this station and all morning knowing that happened.
You're
I
right.
could not do that.
Yeah, we got to address the hard things, too.
Exactly. And consciously for me, as a man, as an African-American man, of having an African-American 21-year-old son that's driving out there, I couldn't skip over this and act like it didn't happen. May Snoop rest in peace. May we find some common ground between the Chicago Police Department and our citizens, because you are here to protect and serve, and never forget that. Even when they protest, the protests got violent. That should have never happened.
Mm-hmm.
We got to find a better common ground. All right. And that's all I got to say about that. Good morning, everybody. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show.